From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. It's July in a presidential campaign year, and there's no real let-up from the heat or from politics. Republican presidential candidate John McCain was in Michigan today, vowing to help the auto industry. Democratic hopeful Barack Obama was prepping for his trip to Europe and the Middle East. Both candidates have ads on television, and several independent groups are stepping up their efforts. So far, no one's produced a strong left hook like the Swift Boat Veterans ads that floored Democrat John Kerry 4 years ago, but independent ads are getting sharper and more numerous. NPR's Peter Overby has been watching.
Even without a Swift Boat-style attack, veterans are becoming a mainstay of political ads. They're seen as powerfully credible voices, as in this ad from Vets for Freedom.
Even the harshest critics agree the surge worked.
The surge worked.
Al-Qaeda has been decimated, and the Iraqi government grows stronger each day.
These are the facts.
They cannot be denied.
While some may not like this war.
Vets for Freedom is running the ad in some key presidential states: Michigan, New Mexico, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Executive Director Joel Aaron says they'll be doing plenty more.
We plan to spend exponentially more than this first $1.5 million buy on ads that will continue to educate the American public about the issue.
As a 501c nonprofit group, Vets for Freedom is financed with unlimited contributions from undisclosed donors. That's the same setup used by many of the independent groups. Veterans are speaking on the left, too, in this case financed with union funds. The AFL-CIO organized a Veterans Council. It has this ad with Jim Wasser, who fought in Vietnam.
Every vet respects John McCain's war record. It's his record in the Senate that I have a problem with. He wants us to keep spending $10 billion a month in Iraq, just like Bush.
The ad is up in six states. AFL political director Karen Ackerman says they did polling and focus groups about the message and the messenger.
We feel that, yes, veterans are very well respected, obviously among other veterans, but also are credible messengers to non-veterans as well.
That's true, with a caveat, says communications professor Bill Benoit. He's at the University of Missouri. Benoit says social scientists have looked long and hard at what's called reluctant testimony. They've concluded that people get attention when they say things they're not expected to say.
So having a veteran oppose the war can sometimes be a persuasive point.
The big variable, Benoit says, is whether people receiving the message are still reachable. And that's a concept that's playing out in another arena of politics, faith. Evangelical Christians are hearing a lot about Democrat Barack Obama thanks to ads by the Matthew 25 Network, a political action committee that favors Obama. It's a bit like Daniel in the Lion's Den. Matthew 25 is advertising on Christian radio stations that draw some of the staunchest religious conservatives.
Jesus taught us that we must listen to what a man says, because out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. So here are words from Senator Obama's heart.
I think we make a mistake when we fail to acknowledge the power of faith in people's lives. Kneeling beneath that cross on the south.
Another ad is due out next week. Brian McLaren is a liberal evangelical pastor who's working with Matthew 25. He says the ads aren't meant as a challenge, but as a step toward reconciliation.
To have respectful ads for Senator Obama on these conservative religious radio stations, to me, just makes a lot of sense. And I think it will change some minds, but even for the minds that it doesn't change, I think it's a healing move.
And on the other side of the faith debate, the Christian Defense Council is going after young evangelicals. They make up a crucial 10 to 15% of the faith vote, according to the coalition's founder, Reverend Patrick Mahoney, a longtime fixture on the anti-abortion front. He describes his target group.
More progressive, younger, more open to issues like creation care and social justice and perhaps the generation before them, but are ardently pro-life.
Creation care is the evangelical take on environmentalism. So far, Mahoney's coalition can't afford television, just a poster, tagging Obama as the abortion president. They distribute it by email. But Mahoney says TV is in the works. With digital video, they intend to make the ad themselves.
So you put the commercial together. I don't know if I should be giving our strategy away, but I'll give it away. You look to buy on MTV in a local market.
And that would enable coalition supporters to download the ad off the internet and pay for the ad time themselves. If that works, and if it reaches those young evangelicals Mahoney's after, it could be a template for other groups. A new strategy, as independent groups intensify their messages and their visibility this summer and fall. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
And the Center for Investigative Reporting helped to report that piece.